Poppies, Pleasures, Pains and Problems, Part 2, Science and Opium and Other Species of Poppy. In 1805, the German pharmacist Sauterner first isolated the specific soporific substance in opium, which he called morphium, later morphine, after Morpheus, the Greek god of sleep. It was the first type of chemical called an alkaloid, because it gave an alkaline solution, to be isolated. Now almost 12,000 have been identified in plants, almost all with powerful biological actions. Some are produced as defenses against insect attack, and others may be metabolic waste products. Subsequent chemical analyses of crude opium revealed other alkaloids there as well: codeine, narcotine, papaverine, and thebaine. Codeine has weaker but similar actions to morphine and is widely used and abused as an approved medical analgesic and to stop diarrhea. Narcotine, also known as noscopine, is not a true narcotic, though it may sometimes cause sleepiness and constipation. Its main value is as a cough suppressant. Papaverine is a powerful relaxant of smooth muscle, leading to its use to dilate blood vessels and relieve painful spasms of internal ducts, such as the ureters. Overdosage risks hypotension and an irregular heartbeat. Thebaine resembles both morphine and codeine, but can cause convulsions rather than depression of the brain. Industrially, it is extracted in higher yield from the Iranian poppy, Papaver bracteatum, for the manufacture of potent opioids such as oxycodone and etorphine, as well as for the manufacture of naloxone, the invaluable and quite essential antidote that can inhibit the effects of most opiates. Morphine and the analogous drugs, the opioids for example, act by binding to one or more of several types of specific triggers, so-called receptors, on the surfaces of nerve and other cells, and mimic their normal stimulation by enkephalins, small molecules produced by neurons and other cells as a fundamental signaling mechanism released from the brain and sent to other vital organs. In the brain, they impair mechanisms of wakefulness and consciousness, the perception of pain, and the reward pathway, hence the possibilities of addiction, and in the rest of the body, of control of many motor activities, secretion, and cell behavior. Differences in the overall effects of these substances from the strength of their actions on the normal stimulatory or inhibitory processes of different receptors and the functions of the various cells that carry these chemical triggers. One of the many other relatively common species of poppy is the most familiar and appealing field or corn poppy, Papaver rheus, a once frequent sight with its red flowers scattered in cereal fields. Its bright red flowers were notably memorialized in 1917 in John McCrae's In Flanders Fields, the Poppies Blow, and in many other poems and paintings. It contains the alkaloids thebaine and rheadine, the latter is little used nowadays. It was formerly considered, for example by Dioscorides and Culpepper, as a therapy for seizures and fevers, and as a poultice for local inflammations, and by others as a mild sedative and cough suppressant. In different groups of the Papaveraceae, the yellow-orange blooms of the horned poppy, Glaucum flavum, from North Africa, look fine in gardens. It produces an alkaloid, glaucine, which has sometimes been used as a cough suppressant, but is considered by most to be dangerously toxic to the brain. The Californian poppy, Escholtzia californica, which also has golden yellow blooms, is the state flower of California. It was used by natives there to treat toothache. It contains berberine, a mild narcotic, and other alkaloids, potentially useful as the sources of other drugs. A different poppy of considerable but unhappy medical importance is the Mexican prickly poppy, Argamona mexicana, which also bears golden yellow flowers. This hardy plant grows wild in the western USA and Central America, the West Indies, and especially in Southeast Asia and India. Its black seeds contain sanguinarine and other alkaloids that damage the kidney, leading to epidemic dropsy, heart failure, and death when eaten by humans and grazing animals. Epidemics have occurred where it has contaminated the oil produced by pressing the quite indistinguishable black seeds of the mustard crop to make an oil widely used in cooking and for animal feed. The only suitable precaution has been to persuade farmers to plant only yellow-seeded mustard so that any contaminating black seeds are readily detected. The huge family of the poppy can be enjoyed in so many different circumstances, from the sick bed to the kitchen and the studio. The history reads almost like a tour guide to this history of chemical, biological and medical sciences and to different cultures. Unfortunately, it also leads straight into the growing problem of crime and society. The Royal College of Physicians of London and its garden, displaying almost 1,100 plants from the history and development of medicine, lie in the southeast corner of Regent's Park. The garden is open to the public during the week from 9 to 5. Further information about it and podcasts and videos about the plants it displays can be obtained from the website garden.rcplondon.ac.uk. If you'd like to know more about the garden and its unique collection of plants, or to use the database of information about their naming, history and uses, come on one of the free guided tours, which are held on the first Wednesday of every month from March to October, from 2 to 3:30. To book a place, please phone reception at the college on 020-3075-1200 or email reception@rcplondon.ac.uk. You can also book a free guided tour of the prize-winning college building through reception or on the website www.rcplondon.ac.uk/museum-garden.